Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Be with you. It's the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler. We are here to do the business of business. We are here to take apart inch by inch, second by second, issue by issue, the things that people are talking about. And I'll tell you something, there's a lot of conversation now about this German Wings flight that crashed into the French Alps the other day. The pilot may have been locked out of the cockpit. The co-pilot was flying the plane. You know how the pilots get up and they get out and they stretch and they go have a tinkle and they kibitz or flirt with the flight attendants. And
how you doing, ladies?
Yeah, all right. How do you like my stripes,
little
baby?
Little scotch for me, please.
All right, so anyway, the audio in the cockpit voice recorder indicates that one of the pilots was outside the car. They heard the movement.
Heard
the chair
outside.
Goes back and goes out, close the door, yada, yada, yada. He's trying to smash the door down and is unable to do that. So what are the possible scenarios? That this was a suicide mission for the co-pilot. Mm-hmm. That the co-pilot had a
some health
heart
issue,
attack,
maybe. Yep.
Right, yep. But is that ever going to be when bodies are as twisted as the bodies in this
plane
are?
You would never know.
I'm going to do much of an autopsy on just pieces of flesh, and how do you know it's the co-pilot anyway? So
they probably have to delve into his personal life then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, right, yeah. Wasn't there a similar story to this, the pilot? When the Malaysian plane disappeared a year or so ago, there were a lot of things that the authorities found out about the pilot that seemed questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So now do we get to the point where we want to have a psychological exam of pilots before they are considered fit to fly? And as part of their physical every year, are they to get psychologically checked out as well as physically?
I wouldn't be sad about that.
You wouldn't be what?
I wouldn't be sad about that, actually.
No. Wasn't there another, some pilot had a gun and he ran up and down the aisle of the plane? Do I remember that from the past year or two?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I can't remember, but that does sound familiar.
Yeah, so, I'm getting on a plane in 4 hours.
Well, that's the thing, in these high-stress professions, mental health almost seems more important than physical health.
I think they should have a test for radio talk people.
Oh, forget it, we'd all fail.
They're stable.
Nobody in radio is stable, Dougie.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want that on the radio.
Yeah, no.
Speak for yourself.
Please, those ink blots, we'd fail every single one of them.
All right, so the pilot's locked out.
Don Imus.
Yeah, right. So the situation is fluid in terms of the investigation, it would seem. Yes? There was a mother-daughter pair on the plane from America. And that's all the American involvement. But it's a fascinating story. You know, you hear me talking about these crap can Airbuses. And if I'm right about something, I'm happy to say I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Appears in this circumstance to not be a problem with the plane. I would say that's a safe position for me to be in. Right, Kenny? Not the
probably
problem with the plane. Yeah.
There is the possibility that there was some kind of technical problem in the cockpit.
With the override.
Fire, loss of cabin pressure.
Yeah. All right. Well, but how are you ever going to know? You're really probably never, ever going to know. All right. So that's number one. Number two, the fate of U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl? It's Bo right?
Bo Bergdahl, yeah.
Bo. Experts say a lengthy prison term is likely for him. Or is it? I saw one that said it was likely. Another one said it was unlikely.
Oh, no. He's going to go to jail.
He abandoned his post in Afghanistan, was held captive by the Taliban, and then
allegedly.
Well, but didn't he
escape? A lot of people say that he was a sympathetic to the Taliban. They took him in to use him as a bargaining chip, and that he really wasn't helpful.
Who are those people?
A lot of people, probably on the right, I would say. People that are critical of that exchange.
Okay, so why would people on the right necessarily, why would people who are on the right have a different point of view about this than somebody on the left? What difference does it make with your political
question? Actually, I don't even know if it would be a political difference. I mean, obviously, it's
but you
a
just
level
said
of
something that's true. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying, in that in their political persuasion leads them to believe this. Why?
Well, because they don't trust President Obama, number one. Number two,
what's that got to do with Bird Dog?
Because he negotiated a bad deal. He got five, President Obama,
five people out for
right, who already, one of them's already gone back into Al-Qaeda, and the other ones are still hanging out in Qatar. So, you know, for Bo Bergdahl's release, they let go of five Taliban people from Gitmo. It was a bad release for somebody that was a deserter, who all of the people around him said he was a deserter. So that's, I mean, the people that worked with him, the troops that worked with him said, hey, this guy wasn't on the up and up, he took off.
See, this is what's frustrating about all of this stuff. There's two or three different stories. I noticed that in terms of the trial, he described in his own words the conditions that he endured as a prisoner. So you're saying people are not buying that? You're suggesting that...
Well, you know, I'm not going to... I wouldn't doubt any of the conditions that he spent. I mean, look, you're not staying at the Holiday Inn for sure when you're going. I mean, anywhere over there, you're going to have rough conditions. But the idea is that everybody that he worked with said that he did leave his post purposely.
Yes, I don't think there's much argument about that. Right. But I'm remembering the Hanoi Hilton description from John McCain and some of the others during the Vietnam War who were in similar circumstances to what Bergdahl describes. He said, I was kept in constant isolation during the entire 5 years with little or no understanding of time through periods of constant darkness, periods of constant light, periods of complex random flickering of light. Absolutely no understanding of anything that was happening behind the door I was held behind. Whatever, that doesn't sound like a great well-constructed sentence. However, he said, in the first 3 months of his captivity, after his two escape attempts, quote, I was chained to a bed, spread-eagle, and blindfolded. Jeez. He remained constantly blindfolded except for the few times a day when he was allowed to eat and to use the latrine. As his muscles atrophied, it became difficult for him to walk, so his captors allowed him to sit chained on the bed, eventually developed open wounds on his ankles. I don't want to know about that. So, but here's the conundrum. Whether he was AWOL or he wasn't, does that make a difference as to the fact that he was captured and he suffered at the hands of the Taliban? So, has he suffered enough for his indiscretion, and is this trial all about nothing? Why would we put this guy in jail more?
If he was tortured, asking me,
did he make that all up?
It is my opinion that he belongs in jail. Does he belong in a life with a life sentence, which is what he could face?
I don't think so. Because he took off.
He violated a rule and he deserted his post. And, you know, what happens to you after that, I don't feel sorry for you because you made the decision. You took off and that's not my problem anymore. He left his people who he's supposed to be sworn to help protect. He put them in danger and he made the decision to go. So
how did he put them in danger? Because
who knows what kind of information he tried. If he tried to do a deal with someone, you never know.
He was a sergeant.
Well, about where people's position are, what strategies are, where their next plans are. He was privy to information.
All right, Kenny, what do you think?
I think he should go to jail. He deserted. If he didn't agree with what the Army was doing or our position in Afghanistan or whatever, he shouldn't have been there.
Well, this is the business about the volunteer Army. When you go in and you don't like what's going on, so we make it easy for the people who don't like what's going on to just leave. If you're a volunteer, by definition, that means you're there of your own free will. Mm-hmm. So once the mission is described, you get trained, and we spend money to put a uniform on you, that's also true. But if you get there and to wherever there is, and you don't like what's going on, then should it be that it's easier for you to get out rather than to put people, again, this is back to the psychological.
You sign that agreement, though. You sign, I mean, you make a commitment to something once you do that. I don't know. I mean, don't go into the Army if you think you might have a problem with it. Don't go
in. Well, but how do you know until you're actually in it? Do you know as well as I do, the recruiters promise you all kinds of things.
They do.
There are all kinds of stories. And some of them, many of them are not true.
But because you decide you change your mind, I mean, this is a lesson for young people. If you think that you might change your mind,
don't go into the Army. That's what this is. The lesson is don't go into the Army.
If you think you're against it, don't make the commitment.
Right. Don't go and don't listen to the recruiters who are going to promise you the sky, the moon, the stars up above. It's just, this is so frustrating. It really is. Because you need a good, strong Army. You need a core. You need to make sure that people understand how to follow directions and orders and follow the rules. Because discipline is what makes all of this stuff work. If you don't have discipline, you got nothing. And he exercised poor judgment. He wasn't disciplined. He was, for whatever the reason, he thought of himself first. That's a psychological thing. I'm not sure they do a good job. There's all kinds of questions with this, man, I'll tell you. This is not an easy fix or an easy understand. Anyway, that's an overview of what's going on with that situation. 18 after, this is a good day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morn and win.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
At 23 after the hour, Thursday, March 26th, 2015. Next Thursday will be the 2nd of April, Jen.
No!
Yes!
Come on.
Yes.
You're pulling my leg.
Which one, left, right?
Either.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you full access. You can pull whichever you choose.
Really? That'll be cute. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It'll be a lunch date on Sunday for the three of us.
I'm excited to see you guys. Yeah, that'll be fun. Nice.
Yes.
Doug and I are taking a mini road trip.
We are. We're taking a little road trip. Let's get to last night's monologues and the fun that comes for many people out of listening to excerpts from these monologues. Conan O'Brien, I think, has, for me, come around. I wasn't a big fan of his. Maybe I'll get that way with this guy, Corden. You guys all think you like him, James Corden. I'm not sure yet. So here's a piece of Conan from last night. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and the aforementioned Mr. Corden.
Looks like President Obama and Hillary Clinton are getting along. Isn't that nice? For a while there. Now they're getting along. This week, President Obama and Hillary Clinton met for 1 hour behind closed doors. They spent 3 minutes discussing the 2016 campaign and the rest of the time watching the finale of Empire. Everybody's talking about Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. After years of bashing Obamacare, Tea Party candidate Ted Cruz, Tea Party presidential candidate Ted Cruz, just signed up for Obamacare. And next week he plans to get gay married at a Planned Parenthood. Presidential candidate Ted Cruz said that he will in fact be signing up for Obamacare, despite saying earlier that he wants to repeal every word of it. It's a good thing he's signing up because Cruz just went to the hospital in hypocritical condition. His wife is taking a leave of absence from work. Senator Ted Cruz is being dropped from her health insurance and will have to sign up for Obamacare. That's right. Ted Cruz is signing up for Obamacare, but he still plans to repeal it if elected president. He'll replace it with Cruz Care, which is just a wine-soaked rag you bite down on during your surgery. She's very effective. Former President George W. Bush will be in Dallas this week raising money for his brother Jeb's presidential run. And here's how he's going to do it. He plans to raise the money by campaigning for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz said today that if elected president, he'll tell the truth and do what he said he'd do. And guys, I know we've been burned 44 times on this, but I
good feeling about this one. I feel like this is the one. We're due. 35 states are now allowing gas stations to sell beer on tap. Your applause is disturbing. It seems like a bad idea to me. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. Truly I have. But I know I would have made a hell of a lot more had I been able to fill up a giant pitcher of beer next to a Slurpee machine in a gas station. You know, my one of the worries I've got about this is that it might make 24-hour gas stations look a little seedy. If you think that this is a dangerous idea, you won't be alone in voicing that opinion. But in response to any criticism, gas stations have said that they will only be serving locally brewed craft beer. Which is a load off, because that's what we were worried about. You know, because we all know you don't get the same level of drunk when it's locally brewed craft beer. But I know that they're called convenience stores, but what do we really need to make drinking and driving more convenient for people?
Okay, that's pretty good.
He's
I like
cute.
That.
I just think he's cute.
Yeah. Okay, I don't even know what he looks like. I remember seeing pictures of him, but that was okay. I'm glad we had a little bit more of him there so that we could digest, because people don't really know what to make of him yet.
He hadn't done a monologue yet, so that's cool.
And let's face it, he's not in the most important time of the day.
Right.
But there's only a million or so people watching TV at that point. But it could lead to, like...
He's done really well in the ratings, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he did well, about the same, maybe not quite as well as when Craig Ferguson debuted, but he did okay, appreciable, and that was pretty funny. Good. All right, 28 after, this is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, NFL rookie star Chris Borland has quit because of concerns about his safety over time. Implications?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. NFL rookie star Chris Borland of the 49ers announced his retirement after one season because of fears about his safety and health. Might this be the start of a trend?
I think for the time being, there will be always somebody else. I mean, it is the most popular sport now. It makes a tremendous amount of money. Once upon a time, boxing and horse racing were far more popular than they are now. Hmm. I think the real question is, what impact this has on other people doing the same, and how it sort of trickles down into what parents think about whether letting their kids play peewee football or high school football or college football.
I agree with everything that David said. This criticism of the NFL is a sublimated concern about the real thing that we're all kind of implicated on, at least if you're a fan at a certain level, which is you're watching a highly violent game that is doing damage to the minds and the bodies of these players. And it's very striking that someone, you know, at the top of the game who works so hard and has to be such an elite athlete on so many levels to attain that position on an NFL team would give it up.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi,
this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before the new hour, I wish it would last forever, and that the last voice I hear is yours, Jennifer, and yours, Kenny.
Aww. What would you like us to say? You probably want us to sing, right?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, love.
Sign the will.
Bye-bye.
Is your insurance up to date?
888-302-3684 in the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the video of the day today is a video of Charlotte. A lot of people want to know how she's doing. Haven't put so many pictures and video up of her since she lost her eyes last year.
She's bounced back, though, hasn't she?
She's an amazing creature. She's almost 15 years old. Bulldogs don't usually live to be more than 10. She's out about in the backyard here, the back terrace. Chowing down.
Hungry girl's got to eat, you know.
Yep, right, exactly. Yep. And if you want to hear what it sounds like when she's eating, that's there as well. But a lot of nice comments, Kenny. Isn't it sweet that people so nicely and strongly react to things like this from all over the place? People that are friends of other people. This is the kind of stuff. So for those of you who want to know how Charlotte is doing, that's why we had that posted there, because I want you to know how she's doing. She sleeps a lot more than she used to, but she, you can tell by looking at her, even though she's got a rush. Oh, my God, does she want to eat? She's eat, and yet she doesn't hold on the weight, which is a good thing. Oh,
one of those girls. Darn her. Yeah. I just look at a waffle.
Also at DougSteffen.com today, some pretty incredible photos and a video of a Brazilian bus that fell through a sinkhole. If you have not seen this, it gets carried away down the river. And then what's its fate, Kenny? Do we understand what the fate is? Does it sink in the sinkhole?
What happened was, because of all the rains, as the bus was going down this road over the river,
steep.
One of the tires broke through, and the bus got stuck. So luckily, all of the people who were on the bus were evacuated, and they had a tow truck coming to try and wrench it out of there. But before that could happen, the sinkhole opened up, the bus went down into the river, gone.
Do you remember the video we had a couple of months ago of the truck? Two trucks in Sweden, tow truck, towing the trailer truck up the hill, and the truck slides off over the guardrail and flips over and takes the tow truck with it.
And Jill came tumbling after, I think.
No, this was an amazing piece of video, and watching. So the bus and the truck and all of the other things, and even the profiling of Charlotte, bring us around to understanding how in the most positive way. You can see really what goes on, and I think it helps to, I would hope it does anyway. In the case of the truck, I don't know what you do about the bus, but it teaches people lessons. You wouldn't, if you'd seen that video, you would never get into a situation, if you were a tow truck driver, where that sort of thing would happen to you. You saw it, you know how to eliminate or keep that sort of thing from happening. And it isn't just in the ice and the snow. It's any kind of weather, the weather anomalies. Yesterday, for example, in Oklahoma, one person killed, tornado tore through a mobile home park near Tulsa. Damage happened in a park west of the city. The city, the town is called Sand Springs. Tornado is also spotted in Moore, the city where that massive tornado killed 24 people a couple of years ago, remember?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Police said that there was significant damage there, the area measuring 2 square miles, damage, roofs ripped off of homes, downed trees, that sort of thing. The usual bill of fare here is that in these areas of the country, there's not usually in March much of a problem with twisters. Tornado season is from April until June for the most part. But this one came early this year. What a gift for the people in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
I think that is still the scariest natural disaster, don't you think? Because you see it coming towards you. You can, I don't know.
And some people wait too long. I was looking at a Weather Channel profile on how these things happen, and people that just think that, okay, we can run quickly over to the to the basement or to the underground shelter or whatever it is. And if you can see them, they're closer to you than they appear to be.
Than they need to be, ever.
Yeah,
so close.
That's very foolish. Very, very foolish. You take your life in your hands. Not a smart thing to do. I don't think, anyway. Here's something else that some people consider not very smart. Flying in outer space. The story of astronaut Scott Kelly, who is poised to break the record for time spent in space by any one U.S. astronaut. International Space Station will be his home when he gets launched up there. I think it's tomorrow, isn't it? Is it today or tomorrow? There's some liftoffs from Cape Kennedy yesterday, but there was nobody in them. Tomorrow. Anyway, John Harper, some of the people listening in Melbourne, will straighten me out at 888-302-3684. Anyway, Mr. Kelly, has a girlfriend. Her name is Amiko Kauderer, I think, K-A-U-D-E-R-E-R.
Okay,
she can't call him. He can call her. So, what a great relationship. Wait. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Oh, how does that drive you nuts?
Uh-huh. No hot showers, no cold beer, and not in touch with the people that you care about. Doesn't sound like a recipe for success a year up there. He says that he thinks, both he and Kelly think this is going to be a romantic long-distance relationship. There are some amenities, though. The views. Can you imagine what it would be like if you were Mr. Kelly and you could get into the... You're going to go up in a Russian space vehicle. But once you get there, the views...
No, it's got to be gorgeous.
Amazing. It sounds corny to say they're out of this world, but zero gravity. What's that like? How do you keep your muscles from atrophying, frankly? I think they have a very stringent gymnastic sort of aerobic policy that they pursue. But
and lots of tang. Probably with a lot of Russian vodka, you know. That's probably the cocktail of choice in space.
It is?
Vodka and tang, don't you think?
Kelly says he knows that being in the space station can mean fixing the toilet 1 week and being outside the spacecraft fixing something or doing a spacewalk the next week. His brother Mark was an astronaut. His brother Mark is married to Gabby, right, exactly. And he retired last year. He's thinking about running for politics. They've done a lot of work now that we have the ability, we collectively have the ability to look into somebody's brain. You know, this whole business. There is such positive research being done so that you are going to be protected more as you age from problems like Alzheimer's and dementia. As a result of all of that sort of work being done by my friend John Kelly at Seriscan in Denver, they're the lead in the country, as a matter of fact, in the world, at examining the brain and what happens to it. So they first became well known when they got their focus on the football injuries that happen in your brain, and then they're working with the Army to see what's happening to the brain of the people who are in these combat situations, and IEDs go off around them, and what does that do to their brains? And now they're studying what happens to the brains of astronauts when they are out in space for any length of time. That's a month or more. What goes on in your brain? I think it's fascinating research. What happens? What's the brain like of somebody who's been in outer space versus the brain of somebody who's normal, who's you know, on Earth for that period of time? What does space flight do? We all pretty much know what it does to your body, but nobody until recently wanted to know what it do or was able to figure out what it does to your mind. To your brain.
Smart, Dougie.
What's that?
That's a really smart question.
Thank you.
Welcome. You can go home now. You're just nice. Right.
No, we're going to talk about Bo Bergdahl in a minute. Stand by for that. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you ready for your spring close-up? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold says it all starts with the right tools.
EcoTools recently launched its Complexion Collection, a line of brushes designed to work with your products to maximize natural beauty and aid common skincare concerns.
Since spring makeovers begin at home, it's also time to freshen things up.
I love Caldrea home cleaning products, from dish soap to counter spray to laundry detergent. They look and smell amazing. Try their latest scent, Pear Blossom Agave, a crisp and bright fragrance with a mix of pear blossom, ripe citrus, and melon.
And when it comes to technology,
the LG G-Flex 2 phone looks great in the exclusive Volcano Red on Sprint. It's unique from every angle thanks to brilliant clarity and color and revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD OLED screen.
Finally, in skincare,
Skinny Skin is a new skincare line offering targeted skincare for every phase of your life to correct, repair, and reverse signs of aging. With powerful ingredients like vitamin B12, Skinny Skin will deliver healthy, beautiful skin.
To learn more, visit videopump.tv.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with Matthew Ho, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Policy, former Director of the Afghanistan Study Group, and a former State Department official. He says, quote, as someone who resigned in protest from my position in Afghanistan in 2009 in opposition to the war and its escalation, as well as my combat experiences in Iraq, I can see why Sergeant Bergdahl would choose his conscience over his unit. So this is controversial, Matthew. You're supportive of Sergeant Bergdahl, I'm guessing here.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on. I am, and partly this stems from my friendship with his parents that developed during his 5 years that he was a prisoner of war. But I think what's important for this for people to realize is that the Army has charged Sergeant Bergdahl with counts of desertion and misbehavior in front of the enemy. And that second charge is a catch-all, which really, you know, you'd have to be Audie Murphy not to violate some aspect of it in terms of a letter of it. It's such a broad charge. But
there are people who are the people on the right who think the book should get thrown at Sergeant Bergdahl because he's a deserter. Never mind that he was tortured while he was in the Taliban prison. That doesn't make any difference. He didn't do what he signed up to do. There are a number of things. I have a problem with a number of those scenarios. But I'm also having a problem with the fact that if you volunteer, you go in, you see what the deal is, you've agreed to go into the theater of war. If you don't agree with that, you ought not to volunteer, or there ought to be ways for people who feel strongly about this to just get out.
Correct. And honestly, from what we can see, from what the information we know from the report that the Army conducted, the investigation the Army conducted on his disappearance, that Sergeant Bergdahl, something occurred that he disagreed with, and that was why he left his post. The Army found in investigation that he left his post not with a bad motive, but with good intentions. Actually, I think the phrase was pure intentions, that he was not seeking to join the Taliban. He was not seeking to aid the enemy. They also found that there is no evidence that American soldiers were killed looking for Sergeant Bergdahl. But most importantly, I think, for people to put this in perspective, is the investigation reports that Sergeant Bergdahl left his post in order to go find the nearest general officer, American general officer, in order to report some very disturbing behavior. So what we need to find out here and what we have to learn is what occurred that motivated Sergeant Bergdahl to risk his life to report on something that his unit had done. And we do know that he was very upset about some civilian casualties, that there were some incidents that had occurred. We know that this is a unit that had very severe discipline behaviors. Many of the unit leadership was reassigned prior to Sergeant Bergdahl's departure. So this is a very difficult and complicated case, and it's not nearly as simple as many would like to describe it as Sergeant Bergdahl just chucking away his responsibilities to his brothers in arms, you know, disregarding his oath and commitment to his country and constitution. That's what people also need to remember, too, that when you enlist in the military, when you enlist in the Army, you're taking an oath to the Constitution. And so that requires a higher degree of standard than taking an oath just to a military organization.
Okay, so I'm listening to this. Jennifer, were you aware of some of these things? And Kenny, were you aware of some of the things that Matthew has just explained to us regarding Bergdahl and his motive for leaving his post?
I had never heard one word about that, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And it almost seems like you might be insinuating this could be a military cover-up, in your opinion, then.
Well, you know, Jennifer, the thing that was that's always been so odd, if you talk to Matt Farwell, who wrote the article on Rolling Stone with Michael Hastings about Bergdahl several years ago, one of the things that got them so interested in this story was that the unit was forced to sign, all the members of the unit was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which to many people seemed very, very odd, because that's very, very rare to have regular soldiers. You're not talking about special operations, you're not talking about intelligence officers, you're talking about regular soldiers sign a non-disclosure agreement, but to not talk about what occurred in country.
So there's more to this than meets the ear, it would appear. Matthew Ho with more on Sergeant Bergdahl's situation. Thanks for giving us some more info here at 51 After.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I will start off our overview of what's going on in the world of fantastic electronics with Shelley Palmer, reporting to you about how easy it is to borrow an e-book from the library. Who would have thunk it? E-books in the library. What do we need a library for? Why don't you just need a computer to borrow an e-book?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. The library is a huge resource for people that want to learn how to use Kindles, Nooks, all that stuff.
Really? Okay,
and then they also have a library that you can download titles from. So it is cool.
All right. Jennifer's convinced me that we ought to listen to this, so stand by.
Use it, yeah.
Shelley Palmer and that information, plus some other items of interest as we get ready for the Apple Watch. The watch is on for the Apple Watch up next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, do you know how easy it is to borrow e-books from your local library? Head to your library to check if they have a digital library and make sure you have a valid library card. After linking your library card to their digital library, you'll be able to browse selections on your computer, Android, or iDevice. If your library uses OverDrive, the most popular service for U.S. libraries, books that show up with a solid black book icon are available, while gray icons mean the title is checked out. To borrow a book, tap the icon and choose Borrow. The title shifts to your bookshelf and is ready for download. If the book you want is checked out, you can tap the book icon and place a hold on the book. Just get your name on a waiting list and you'll get an email when it's ready to check out. Best of all, if you're reading with a Kindle or Kindle app on your device, you can manage your library books through your Amazon account. Happy reading! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's see what's going on with this Apple Watch situation. Target, eBay, Expedia, Fandango, ready with branded mobile applications when the Apple Watch debuts next month. Most will not be e-commerce apps, Kenny. They'll use geolocation capability to send customers information, special offers, that sort of thing. So is this going to be, is everybody going to want to play off of this Apple Watch?
It would, sure.
I seem everybody wants to get in on that action. Vector planned a smartwatch, comes in two designs, said to boast a battery that will last up to 30 days. The Vector Luna smartwatch, priced at $349. Why? I don't get. Is this a competitor to Apple and the Android? I mean, what's the point of this? This is just a competition for Apple. Right, same price, or you, actually, I guess they can be purchased for $1.99. Do we know anything about this company?
I haven't heard of them before.
One in a long string of companies that are trying to do what Apple has done. Well, they need Apple needs competition to keep them clean, right? Don't we all? Every big company needs competition to keep them clean, no matter what you're buying or selling. Here's something that'll send you nuts. A movement has begun in some states to allow drivers to store licenses equipped with digitally scannable barcodes on phones. This may start next year. Critics are wary of the idea, given that handing a phone over to a police officer may present privacy concerns. What happens if he wants to go through your email? Right? I don't see.
Or your texts.
There you go.
Yeah, anything.
He can
right.
have those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want my driver's license goes in my wallet, thanks, or in my glove box. That's it. Microsoft banned will be sold through Best Buy, Target, and Amazon. This is a health-focused wristband which measures your heart rate, counts your steps, tracks your sleep. Retails for $200, compatible with Apple and Google. Why would you want one of these when you can get all of that with the Apple Watch? Is that a legitimate question?
Yeah, well, it's competing with Fitbit.
No. But why do you even need Fitbit? Isn't the Apple Watch going to do all of that?
Because Apple Watch, you have to have an iPhone.
Oh, you do.
For it to work.
So it wouldn't work for me. Even if you have an iPad, it doesn't work. It just has to be an iPhone.
Right.
Okay. I see all the things you learned, boys and girls, by listening to the last few minutes of the Doug Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.